Protecting the Market from a Rogue AI Attack. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 90, volume number 3, The Easy Way to a Safer Artificial Intelligence, inside today's Daily Journal. Essay: Protecting the Market from a Rogue AI Attack. A U.S. manufacturing boom draining energy supplies with no end in sight. Data center bottlenecks. Chart of the day. Kronos Worldwide. Today's mailbag. Editor's note: Today, Porter has turned the journal over to David Trainer of the investment research firm New Constructs. For the sake of individual investors like you, we should return our attention to the quiet war for safe artificial intelligence, AI. Here's my proposal. We inoculate society against the risks of rogue AI by protecting the stock market with a verified, publicly available truth about company fundamentals. The tools to do this already exist. What's missing is the will to deploy these tools at scale. The industry can't fix this itself. Let's look at why that is. In March, leading AI platform Anthropic walked away from a $200 million deal with the Department of Defense, DOD, after refusing to allow its AI technology to be used for mass surveillance or fully autonomous weapons. The speed with which Sam Altman and OpenAI swooped in to take the DoD deal is proof that the AI prize is too valuable for companies to self-police effectively. The high-profile resignation of the head of Anthropic's Safeguards research team earlier this year shows that even the most outspoken firm for safe AI is struggling to hold the line. In his February resignation letter shared on X, Mayank Sharma told the firm he was leaving amid concerns about AI, bioweapons, and the state of a world in peril. And despite the mission from AI research firms Safe Superintelligence and Thinking Machines to build safer AI, nothing tangible has materialized. The risks from AI are well documented, most recently by Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei in his early 2026 essay, The Adolescence of Technology. He argues, rather, warns, that the rapid acceleration of AI capability far outpaces our institutional maturity, governance, and norms. Those risks are here. We don't need to wait for a crisis to act. In fact, waiting is precisely the mistake we cannot afford to make. Rather than waiting to react when something goes wrong, we should be asking, where are the most likely and most consequential points of attack? The stock market sits near the top of that list. Here are just two examples. An autonomous AI agent goes rogue and gets itself on a mission to accumulate resources to fuel its own growth and manipulates the market to do so. Sounds far-fetched, but it's real. In March 2026, an Alibaba BABA-affiliated research team discovered that an AI agent attempted an unauthorized mining of crypto, which was outside the bounds of the intended sandbox, and in December 2025, Amazon AMZN coding bot Kiro took down Amazon Web Services in multiple parts of mainland China. There are plenty of similar examples, and they will only grow in number and scale. Any bad actor who wants to use AI to quickly accumulate wealth to enrich themselves would find the stock market an obvious target. The stock market is a system where misinformation, deployed at scale and at speed, can generate enormous wealth in a very short time. And unlike an attack on a nuclear plant or massive electric power grids, market manipulation doesn't require physical access or inflict physical pain. It requires only the ability to corrupt the information that investors rely on. Get the truth out first. Protecting the stock market means protecting its core function, allocating capital to companies that earn the highest returns on that capital. The best way to prevent a malevolent force from corrupting that function is to beat it to the punch. But how? Widely distribute the real truth about company fundamentals before that truth can be distorted. The logic is straightforward. The longer markets operate with clean, verified data, the harder it becomes for any bad actor to move the numbers without triggering skepticism among investors who've grown accustomed to the real ones. Some will ask, couldn't a bad actor simply launch a competing misinformation campaign? Yes. But that's much harder to do when a trusted baseline already exists and is deeply embedded in how investors think and make decisions. Inoculation works precisely because it gives the immune system something to recognize. The goal is to make the truth sticky before the lies arrive. The inoculation, in practical terms, means giving all investors access to verified, core statistical truths about the fundamentals of companies, or a single reliable baseline that is hard to quietly corrupt. This is not a novel idea. In the December 22, 2023, episode, number 158, of the All In podcast, Chamath Palihapitiya called for exactly this: AI that crawls 10Ks and 10Qs to generate statistical measurements of all public companies. What Palihapitiya is calling for, and what all professional investors already know, is that reliable statistical measurements simply do not exist for most companies. The real truth about stocks is hard to get. What doesn't qualify as reliable research? Before defining what reliable fundamental research looks like, it's worth being direct about what doesn't qualify as reliable research. Start with the most pervasive source, Wall Street Research. Most experienced investment professionals know it is deeply conflicted by its dependence on investment banking revenue. Wall Street has been making up numbers about stocks to line their own pockets, not yours, for decades. Don't believe me? Read the disclaimers at the end of any Wall Street Research report, and consider that roughly 90% of Wall Street ratings on stocks are buy or hold. The incentives explain everything. Financial media isn't a reliable alternative either. We all know the saying, if the product is free, you're the product. There are many other data providers, and plenty of research documenting their flaws. I could go on, but I think it's more constructive at this point to focus on what makes research reliable. New Constructs provides fundamental research on nearly all U.S. exchange-traded stocks, and it's not self-certified. It has been vetted by Harvard Business Review, Harvard Business School, MIT Sloan, Ernst & Young, and the Journal of Financial Economics, used to generate alpha and live-traded indexes, provided by Bloomberg, chosen by Google Cloud as the source data for FinSights, the only AI agent for investing they've built. None of that would have been possible without 100% transparent and auditable data, models, and analytics. The research exists. The credibility is established. The only missing piece is scale. What are we waiting for? If reliable fundamental research on stocks is possible to create at scale, then we have to wonder why it isn't available at scale. The primary barrier is distribution, something we at New Constructs are trying to solve. If you're interested in learning more about distortions in the market and how they're impacting stocks in your portfolio, I urge you to watch this short video about how to protect your portfolio. Whether the threat comes from a rogue algorithm or a bad actor with a Bloomberg terminal, the defense is the same. Get the truth out first, and get it everywhere. Diligence matters. David Trainer, founder and key New Constructs, support at newconstructs.com. Please feel free to reach out. I read every email you send me. Tell us what you think of today's journal, porterstansburydirect@gmail.com. Keep in mind, we at Porter & Company only publish guest essays from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. New Constructs is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances, make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. Presented by Paradigm Press, oil prices could send these three stocks soaring. If the turmoil in the Middle East has you rushing to buy oil stocks right now, stop and read this. The biggest gains from the last oil crisis didn't come from oil companies. The top-performing energy stocks were tiny, practically unknown, and every major oil company in America was completely dependent on them. Today, it's the exact scenario, except the scale is roughly 13,000 times larger. That's why I just vetted three of these companies in this exact same position. But this time it's not just oil that's driving them higher. Trump's latest initiative could lead this sector to a major surge. Editor's note: keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. Three things to know before we go. 1. The U.S. economy is accelerating. This week, the Institute of Supply Management, ISM, reported that its U.S. Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, rose to 54.0 in May, with new orders surging to 56.8. This was the fifth consecutive month of manufacturing expansion, and the longest such streak since 2022. According to the ISM, that pace corresponds to roughly 2.2% annualized real, after inflation, GDP growth, remarkable strength given the war in Iran and the energy market disruption it's driving. 2. The buffer is gone whether or not the strait reopens. President Trump suggested that the Strait of Hormuz blockade might last through Labor Day, but the resolution date barely matters. The world has already burned through its shock absorbers. Global drawdowns at 4.8 million barrels per day are the steepest in International Energy Agency records, and the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is on track to hit its lowest level since 1982. Diesel inventories across the U.S., Europe, and Singapore are at multi-decade lows, and food inflation grows, with the cost of rice up more than 20% across much of Asia. Even a quick peace doesn't mean a quick return of inventories of the world's critical commodities. 3. The data center build-out hits a wall. Goldman Sachs estimates that only 50% of data center capacity planned for the next 2 years will arrive on time, with the rest stuck behind grid interconnection queues and 50-week waits on transformers and switchgear. The players that can self-generate power are the ones that stay on schedule. Chart of the day. Kronos Worldwide, KRO. Shares of pigment maker Kronos Worldwide, KRO, are up 60% since Marty Fritzen's recommendation to distressed investing subscribers in December 2025. His next distressed equity recommendation will be released to paid-up subscribers on June 13. Mailbag learning. From Mailbags, Kathy D. writes, "Hey Porter, just wanted to say I learn almost as much from reading the responses to your subscribers' letters and comments as I do from the actual content of the newsletter, and many times more entertaining since you abandoned PC. Thanks for including them in the Daily Journal." Liquidity Drain Tony C. writes, "Porter, Alphabet's 100-year bond mirrors Motorola's 100-year bond of $31.5 billion in February. Google's total Anthropic commitment of $40 billion, $10 billion at $350 million market cap and $30 billion when milestones are reached. Anthropic Series G in February, $14 billion, Series H in May, $47 billion, total $65 billion, all privately raised but draining Google and Amazon of cash. SpaceX's $75 billion IPO is next week, public drain, followed by Anthropic and OpenAI Buffett's mistake, again." Carlos V. writes, "I am not a fan of Berkshire Hathaway, as it took too much time to see the returns. I made multi-baggers by selling real estate for personal use, in the millions. Yes, overall it did great, but that was on Buffett's watch. This guy is going to run it into the ground by buying what you so eloquently described. A definite no-go. Thank you for the piece." Porter & Company Market Snapshot Price Yesterday's Return Year to Date, Return S&P 500 Index $7,609.78 0.1, 3%, 11.7% gold per ounce $4,489.10 0.09%, 3.27% Bitcoin $67,490, -5.41%, -23.6% oil, West Texas Intermediate, per barrel $93.76, 1.42%, 67.57% Berkshire Hathaway, BRK, $707,210, 0.29% -6.3% Porter's permanent portfolio, -0.27%, -2.4%. The better than Berkshire index, 0.11%, 1.7% total return annual return Porter and Companies, top ranked 30.6%, 12.8% yield yesterday's change year to date U.S. Treasury, 30-year yield 4.96% minus 1 basis point 12 basis points prices, as of 4 p.m. ET June 2, 2026, BPS equals basis points, or 0.01%. A complete investor risk rating of 1 is defined as a low risk, high allocation security, while positions rated closer to a 5 are higher risk. Porter & Company's top-ranked positions include those rated either 1 or 2 in complete investor portfolio. Porter & Company top positions, publication ticker, description total return Tech Frontiers Cure, Unicure 237%, complete investor BWXT, BWX Technologies 228%, complete investor AR Arm, Holdings 191%, complete investor BTC/USD Bitcoin 147%, Frontiers Cure Unicure 131%, Tech Frontiers SGMT Sagimet Biosciences 126%, Tech Frontiers Roiv Roivant Sciences 125%, complete investor Prime Minister Philip Morris, 116% distressed investing Peta Peloton Interactive, 113% Tech Frontiers, TGTX TG Therapeutics, 106% prices, as of 4 p.m. ET June 2, 2026. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current recommendations page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current recommendations, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.